Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a tech nerd, right? We all know this. I love my tech.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to freak people out. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ and Hope are here. So, you know, if you get popped for drunk driving, they put that interlock device on. You got to blow into the tube in order for your car to start.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still drive to work, you know, while you're paying your dues to society. There is new technology that, if you are a habitual speeder, will limit how fast your car goes based on the speed limit of the road you're on.
Uh-oh.
So if you have Waze, and I leave it on all the time.
Yes.
Mainly because not that I'm, you know, need the directions. It's more like if there's an accident ahead of you, it'll show that the line's red, that the, you know, traffic is slowed. You can make adjustments. It also tells you where the popo are.
Yes.
And that technology, if you pay attention in the corner, has the speed limit and then how fast you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going too fast, it turns red. That technology can control your car. So if you're on a road and the speed limit is 45 miles per hour, this thing will not let you go over 5 miles over the posted limit.
Really?
So the theory is that, okay, if you have a bunch of tickets, if you have more than 11 points on your license in a 24-month period, or you've received 6 red light camera tickets in 1 year, the courts could tell you, you have to put this in your car.
11 points on your license? That's insane.
That's a couple of tickets.
That, yeah.
A ticket could be 3 or 4 points, depending on what it is. So that's really only 3-4 tickets in a 2-year period.
I mean, I don't hate the idea. I know I should, because it's more like,
I don't, honestly, let me have this now, so I don't get any speeding tickets. I will gladly put this on my vehicle now so that if I'm driving along, there's no way I'm going to speed. I'm the guy who puts, I get on the thruway. Uh-huh. People hate me. I'm the guy who gets on the thruway, sets it at the speed limit or Route 15. Sorry to everybody who drives downtown at 4:30 in the morning. That's me ahead of you actually doing the speed limit. Sorry, but I just don't want to get tickets. And there's a lot of deer out there because we're driving around at night. So I don't want to be flying through the country roads.
I would voluntarily
put that on my vehicle.
As a mom, I would feel really good about having this on my vehicle, letting my kid take the car, because that's my biggest fear, especially with my young one, my 13-year-old.
Zoom,
I already,
zoom.
Like, he's already like, yeah, yeah, get it. Like, well, yeah, mom, look at that car. Look at that car. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I'm terrified. I want a car that's not going to let him speed. That'll be awesome. I mean, he won't be the cool kid in the group because his car goes 40, but whatever. Nobody's going to ask you for a ride.
Well, imagine your car insurance. If your 16-year-old son gets a speeding ticket.
Oh, I know.
I can't imagine how much that would be, because it's already crazy high numbers.
Well, they have those apps that, like, through your insurance, you can download the app and then it'll track your speed.
Yes.
And can affect your insurance rates based on how you're driving. I haven't downloaded it.
You're awful quiet.
I was
going to
say, she all of a sudden got quiet, which for Hope is very unusual.
But I haven't downloaded it, so.
It's okay. We're not going to judge you if you do stuff alone. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. TJ Hoper here on WBEE.
We were talking about Billy went to the movies by himself the other day, which people do. People go to the movies by themselves.
Right.
There's been times where I was faced with a decision. Go by myself or don't go at all. We were talking about when I was in college, they had a carnival kick off the new school year. My friend and I were supposed to go. She forgot. I'm texting her, where are you? She's like, oh, I'm already home and I'm not going back to school. It's like, okay, well, I want to participate in the carnival. So I went, hopped on the Ferris wheel by myself. There is nowhere lonelier than a top of a Ferris wheel by yourself. And then the nail in the coffin was there was a couple in the bucket on the Ferris wheel behind me going, look, that girl's by herself.
Oh, poor Hope.
She's alone. Utterly alone.
You
look.
See this freak? She's by herself. Oh my God. Nobody wanted to go on the Ferris wheel with her.
I tell you, the only place I go alone, movies, because if you're not into the movie, what, am I going to drag you there? You know, if you were my wife or my kid. No, I'll just go by myself. Not a big deal. Eating, if you go to a diner, it's literally set up for people to eat alone at the counter. You go grab a seat because it's facing forward. You're not, that nobody even sees you. I do feel a little weird sometimes camping by myself. My kids are older. My wife does not like to camp. So like you said, it's either you don't do it or you go by yourself sometimes. And I will choose to go by myself, hence the truck with the bed in the back of it.
Yes.
I can just roll in. I'm in.
That has always seemed different to me, but I guess a lot of guys might like to camp alone maybe, but to me, I see it as like, man, what's going on at your house that you always got to be driving somewhere by yourself to sleep?
It's not all the time.
I know.
But and I don't use it other than to actually camp in. I have been so tempted since I started working these hours to nap somewhere.
Right.
But I don't know.
Guitars and Stars, you're going to have to. I think you're going to have to take a nap in the High Falls parking garage. That's going to be a long day. You're going to drive all the way back to Livonia to then come back here.
It's a good point. And even if I did get home, I'm going to be so riled up. I'm not going to sleep.
Right.
There's I wonder if there's a safety parking lot somewhere for people who like to sleep in their car. With like 24/7 security, so you feel safe sleeping in your vehicle.
My mom already volunteered her driveway for Guitars and Stars Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
He wants to park his truck in the driveway. I'll give him the car to use the bathroom.
Safe passage. Your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are with us. Ladies, have you ever stumbled across cash just laying on the street? Or maybe, you know, you're walking through a grocery store and you see a pile of money. Did you, like, how much?
Max I've ever found is $20. I was walking out of like the campus center at George Mason and it was super busy at lunchtime and I found it and I like looked up, looked around, and some guy was like, hey, nobody has noticed it. It's yours now. And I was like, okay, I like that attitude.
If it was his, he would have claimed it.
Right. So he was the devil on your shoulder.
Take
well,
it.
You look around and nobody's noticing and there's 100 people running back and forth. Yeah. It was the largest campus in Virginia. There's a lot of people there.
Wow. $20?
$20 is $20, I guess. Hey. It's usually folded. Like I've in a store and then I brought it up to the clerk or whatever. The last time I went into a store, it was just a couple days ago. Someone's car keys were outside the front door and I went to open up the door to the store and the keys were actually jarring the door from opening. And I was like, oh, so I brought them up there and she's like, well, there's no one in here. I go, well, they couldn't have gotten far because their keys are
they had
here.
To be in the plaza somewhere. When I was a kid, Monroe County Fair, grew up across the street. We were there all the time. Mm-hmm. And I found a wad. And when I say a wad, I mean your hand barely fit around it of cash.
The rubber band's about to break that's around it.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I open it up and I start looking. It's mainly 50s, 20s,
10s. Oh, my God.
And it looked like it had been outside, like in the rain. It was soggy. It looked like it had been there a while. So I picked it up and I looked around and I'm like, 10, 11 years old. And I walk up to this guy. Excuse me, mister. Did you happen to lose some money? What do you think his answer was?
Sure did, son. Thanks a lot. I'll hang on to that.
I handed it to him and I walked away feeling like, oh, I just did the good thing. I did the right thing. And now as an adult, I'm looking back on that. I bet that wasn't his
dude
money.
Totally took the money.
Oh, God. And I'm bringing all this up because there was an armored truck in Illinois that money accidentally spilled out of.
Yeah, I saw that.
$300,000 in cash, and people were pulling over and picking up the money and driving
taking off. They're not going to find that.
They're never going to find that.
No.
Money. I wonder if they have insurance that covers things like drivers not closing the back door or mechanical failures on the Brinks truck, because that's a Brinks truck.
Right.
That's not just, oops, I left the window open and people grabbed it.
And if I'm correct with my FBI watching
issue,
this is an FBI investigation, it would be, because
it says, quote, back door opened by unknown means. So that could be inside job. Maybe the guy pocketed half of it and then kicked the door open and said, oops, it all flew out the window.
Every time I see those Brinks trucks, though, I'm always looking at the driver like, are you crazy? I would never be able to do that. You're crazy.
I would want to drive it.
That has to be a dangerous job.
I don't want to be the guy who has to get out.
Well, they do. They drive it and then they get out, Billy.
Look at Wegmans. Some of them have like garage doors in the front. That's where those trucks back right up to it.
Oh,
so they butt right up to the building. They open the door. They throw the cash in. And then Danny goes home and counts it all. That's how it works.
It was stressful. I worked for the Treasury. I don't know if you know this. I worked for the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, where our paper money is made.
How did we not hear this until right now?
No, I knew about it.
Wow.
I worked as a tour guide in D.C., so that's where our tens, I think it's 1, 5, and 20 is in D.C., and then in Texas is 10, 50s, and 100s. But everyone was like, oh, like, you know where all the money's made. And I was like, I stay so far away from anywhere other than the visitor center and our break room. I was like, I do not need to get in trouble by proxy. Nothing. La, 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 la. I don't know anything. I'm not supposed to know.
Have you ever seen the movie Money Heist?
Oh, Money Heist or Mad Money.
Mad Money.
I don't know. Diane Keaton and Queen Latifah. I love that movie.
See, that could have been us. Can you still get in there? Do you still have a visitor's pass?
Do you still have your badge?
They're not even going to know it's missing because they think it's destroyed.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is with us. TJ as well.
There's a new historical sign in town down in Naples, a commemorative historical marker to honor the grape pie, which 100 years ago, Naples was best known for its vineyards and wine. Now it's the grape pie capital of the world.
Oh, I love their grape pies.
Man, when they come in here with those grape pies.
Forget about it.
All the
forget
grape stuff. It. Grape licorice is awesome. But
grape
those
gummy
pies,
bears.
Next level.
I love the Naples Grape Festival. It is something that I love to, I could frolic.
Every year I want to go
down that main stretch all day long. I love everything about it. There is grape flavored licorice, grape flavored cotton candy, grape flavored popcorn. It was something I didn't know I needed in my life that I do. I just stinking love that place. And I head home with at least two grape pies and a whole bunch of grapes.
So I have to ask a question. If the grape pie gets its own sign, Are there other food-related historical markers?
Salt Potatoes has a historical marker in Syracuse. I have not seen one for the garbage
plate. Is that a Syracuse thing?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know that salt potatoes were invented out there?
It's regional. You go outside of this area, really? And people don't know why
what salt potato is.
They don't understand. If they see the bag and the salt.
With the giant bag of salt inside
They really should make bigger instructions on the outside for out-of-towners because they don't understand what they're doing.
And you mentioned the garbage plate. There is none for that.
I have not seen one for the garbage plate, so I don't want to say that there isn't one. I just haven't seen it.
Binghamton would probably have one for Speedy's somewhere.
Is that the chicken riggies?
Chicken, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's good. And Buffalo, there's got to be a Buffalo wing sign somewhere.
I would imagine outside Anchor Bar, but I haven't been over there. Or Beef on Weck might be a sign for.
Now I'm getting hungry. Now I want a grape pie and some chicken wings and Beef on Weck.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.